podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome, High School Hoops, episode 129. Did I get that right? Is it 129? It is 129.
It is 129. We haven't met in a while, so
I know I can't remember which one. I kept telling people that you were coming back, Jake, on the podcast. I didn't want him to think he keeled over or something. So, and part of it was he's busy, I'm busy. It was just easier for me to crank a couple out and for us to
to reconnect. I get it totally.
We're trying to keep the content coming. So
working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. So maybe next time maybe I have to make Jake do a couple on his own too. That's going to be his homework. Then we'll have a couple in the queue. That's actually a really good idea. But anyway, before we do that, let's give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We just bought our third one.
That's exciting.
It is. I don't want to get rid of the old jalopy, the old one. That's probably 10 years old, something like that. But
does it still work?
It does. It beats up. It's so old, it kind of beats up the balls a little bit. You know, it's not like the new versions where it's literally like the new versions are unbelievable.
They're incredible.
I don't think we bought the Rebel. I think we bought the All-Star Plus. And I just go back and look. And now you don't even need the app anymore. Everything's on a little screen, about an 8-inch screen. It's awesome.
Wow.
I'm super excited about it. So mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You're going to jump in because I'm telling you right now, you're hearing it here. Prices are going to be in the 49-ish range by the summer. So if you want in, don't say I didn't warn you.
I would just encourage, because right now we have a lot of teams not playing this year, and people are going to look and try to build their craft and find a way to build their program. And I think we're going to be, I would say that next year is going to be a crazy year, not only for you to getting back coaching your team, but just for us connecting with coaches. I think they're going to be looking for many answers that we can only provide so much time. And, you know, so right now,
that's part of the problem is I'm not going to have a membership where there's 6,000 people, and I already responded to two emails from Teach Hoops members this morning, and I got a call set up for tomorrow. I'm not going to do that. I just won't. So, if you want in, your prices will never increase. I don't have someone paying less than 10, but I have someone paying in the teens. I don't think you know who you are. You're probably never going to leave because it's such a good deal. But anyway, go over and check it out. Teachhoops.com. Coaches who want it better, win more games in less time, have fun doing it. That's my new tagline. I like that one. Okay. Injury. Avoid injury down the stretch. So this is not for my team, because my team, unless they're going to do something with like their hands and, you know, playing Xbox or something, injuries is not going to be a problem, because we're not playing. That was meant to be a joke.
I think they all know that you're not playing. They got it by now. If they're an active listener to our podcast, they obviously know that you're not playing.
True. Okay, so avoiding injury down the stretch. So here's some things that I've done with my guys. I think one of the things is, you know, first of all, you got to get them warm. You got to get them stretched this time of year. And, you know, you got to take some breaks. And it's really hard in February, March to take breaks. And sometimes my break is, well, they'll come in for a Saturday, and I'll just give them the Saturday off, and we'll go play, you know, laser tag or something. You know, they're still running around, but they're not necessarily using the same muscles. So I think that's one of the big ones is, you know, give them breaks and let them have time off. I know my son last year got shin splints because I was probably pushing him too hard, and you're just banging. And probably didn't have the breaks that he needed on his body at that point. He wasn't strong enough. So he is now.
So can I ask you this question at the end of the year? You know, I think a lot of people are really concerned about execution, but don't you think a lot of it has to do with being healthy and keeping a positive state of mind with your players? Because I don't know doesn't that come with that? Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I think there's a huge mental aspect to this.
You know what I mean? They correspond together. So I'll be more effective if my body is good and my mind is good, right? And so if you're practicing for 2 hours and crap hits the fan, right, and it's just not working and you keep driving them for 2 hours, it's just not going to be good for your team. Does that make sense or no?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just not the I think this pandemic has really put people's the mental part at the forefront, but it is such an important part of the game. And again, obviously, what's the name of the podcast today? We're talking about injury down the stretch. Yes, we want them to mentally be focused and not injury to their psyche can do just as much injury as twisting their ankle. And I don't think that's something coaches spend time on. They dive into, I've seen it with free throw shooters, like literally the free throw, the rim could have been the size of the Grand Canyon. That ball wasn't going in. Doesn't matter because they had their psyche. They just lost that edge, that psyche. So I think that's a really important aspect of it down the stretch is that,
You watched the Super Bowl yesterday. If you watched the Super Bowl yesterday, the Buccaneers got in the Chiefs.
Everybody, hope you're enjoying it. I'm going to give a big shout out to our two other podcasts in the Coach Market Media conglomerate, Teacher Side Gig. So go over and check that out. And High School Hoops. So Teacher Side Gig is talking about teachers and their side gigs and how they make a little bit of extra money. And High School Hoops talks about High School Hoops talks about obviously high school basketball once a week, and we try to keep that as pertinent. That's kind of like your day. If things are going on, we're talking about that. We do those weekly, and it's always fun for me to talk to Jake about that. Make sure you subscribe and like to this one. Leave a review. We would appreciate that. And go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, listen.
The Buccaneers got in the Chiefs had a lot.
We're taping this on Monday for Wednesday's podcast. So the Super Bowl wasn't on Tuesday, but anyway, go ahead. I agree.
I'm just making a reference,
So before we jumped on the air, I thought you said an interesting thing too about time spent and what you do on podcasts. Dive into that a little bit because I think
we're talking about in the context of practice, what we focus on.
Yeah. Well, okay. I know this was 10 minutes ago. God, senior moment, coach. No, we were talking about that. It's more about precision and what you get, what you get specifically done than how long you go this time of year.
Right. So you're focused on really encouraging your players to have quality reps and being done and rewarding your kids. All right. So guys, I want to be in the gym I got the gym for an hour and 45 minutes, man. If we could be effective and efficient for an hour and 10, we're done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Show me that you play defense.
It's not seven reps like it was in November. It's two reps. Perfect. Done. Right. We're out of here. Next. It's that precision. I think that's so important this time of year. If you want to avoid those two things, the mental health part and the physical part, I think that's a really important nugget there for people, coaches to think about. What else, coach? Anything else on your list?
Well, I also think that you need to go back and say, have you put in the, at this point, if people are getting hurt and stuff like that, your team might be not conditioned. A lot of the things that avoid injuries is what you've done prior to it. Have you had your team conditioned? Have you done a good job creating your dynamic warm up? Have you done all those things in place? A lot of this discussion does not happen if you pre-plan and you do the things needed to make sure your kids are in tip-top condition. So, you know what I mean? I mean, if you're having a lot of injuries and your kids are, then you got to start looking at what did you do 3 months, 4 months ago to get to this point.
Right. It's about it. I 100% agree. It's not about the beating them up at this point. It's about, it's really about, making sure that you do things precise, that you take care of them. And you move forward. All right.
The last thing I was going to say is that, like, if you're a really good team and you're starting to put people away, we probably have coaches around here, good teams, right? You've had good teams in the past and you're up by 20, 30 points. I think it's a good opportunity to get other guys to play. I
do
and
too.
I and it develops other roles and gets people in that spotlight where you may be able to develop a 8, 9, or 10 guy that might give you quality minutes during playoff time. So when you are up or you're winning and you have opportunities to give your star players a break, do it.
Yes.
Do it, you know?
Spend the time and do it. It's important. All right. Do we have a full timeout this week?
You know, no, we don't.
Wait, I'm going to give you one.
All right,
I'm going to
go
give
ahead.
you one.
All right.
Should high school players wear masks or not? There you go. I'll give you the full timeout. When they're
Should they
playing,
wear?
should they wear a mask while they're playing? There's my full timeout for you. Usually it's you asking me, so this is kind of fun.
Yes.
Why?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, this is a really good question to really think about.
So I think they should. The CDC and everyone has shown that, first of all, you can breathe in a mask, and they're freaking 17 years old. You telling me they can't breathe through a mask? Now, you and I put them, I've definitely put a mask on. It's probably harder for me to run up and down the court, but I'm old. I can't breathe anyway. So I think that's a yeah.
I would
Anyway.
say yes. I to be precautious, to allow the game to continue, to be safe in to everybody else. It's if you're gonna play the game and you have the opportunity to, then wear a mask. My
Yeah.
daughter's in first. My daughter's in second grade. She's playing her first year of basketball, and she wears a mask, and she wears the whole game and doesn't complain the whole time. It's not a problem, and
It's
she's in
not a
second
problem.
grade. She goes to indoor soccer. Not a problem. I've worked out.
I'll put a link. I put the best mask that I think people could wear. I wrote a blog about it, no lie, like 2 months ago. I'll put it down below. I think the Under Armour one, they are not a sponsor, but the Under Armour one is probably the best one. But I'll put a link down below for people that are listening. I know some people are heading off into the summer too, and they'll have to wear, you're going to still have to be wearing masks in the summer. So, all right. Thanks, coach. Till next week.
Bye.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Go over and check out our other podcasts, High School Hoops, Teacher Side Gig, and then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.